Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalet. We are on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amdeiz. We're by the two dots. Nafal Latocho Shor V'Kelev V'Nishtabrubo. We all know the Limud. Shor V'lo Adam, Chamor V'lo Kelem. That's not universally accepted. But Yehuda holds that you are Chayev on Kelem. Okay? Here we go. Masnith in our Mishnah is the local of Yehuda. Can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, because we looked at a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev on liski kelim a bar. Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev on kelim in a bar. We all thought all along that you're putter on kelim. You are. The majority holds that you are. The minority, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're chayev on kelim. My time of why? My time of the rabbanon. Why the rabbanon say you're putter? Damar kwa, because the pasuk says v'nafal shama shor or chamar. If a shor or a donkey fell there. Shor v'lo Adam, chamar v'lo Kelem. That's the limud we know. Rabbi Yehuda, the word comes to be l'rabos es ha-kelem. Comes to include Kelem. Not to exclude them, to include them. Okay? The Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, what does it do with the word Nafal Hashama, shor chamar. What does it do with the word is miboyele l'chalek. Comes to differentiate. In other words, you're chayiv if a shor falls in or if a chamor falls in. I would have thought you only chayiv if they both fall in. If they both fall in. It says shor or chamor. If they both fall, otherwise you're not chayiv. No. The pasuk says is mechalek. It doesn't have to be both. Either or. Either or. For Rabbi Yehuda, lechalek, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that's dinav lechalek? Everyone agrees to that. How do you know? We'll talk about it in a minute. How do you know? Mivinafal. It says singular. Mivinafal. It says singular. It fell in. Mivinafal nafka. For Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, nah, v'nafal tuva mashma. The word nafal could even mean more than singular. Look at Rashi. V'nafal tuva mashma. Kimo, for example, v'asa b'tzalel v'ahaliyav. V'asa singular. But it's both of them. Right? V'asa singular, but it says v'tzal en el-olyav. Next one. Ubaha os v'hamofes. Uba singular. What came? The os, the sign, and the mofes, and the miracle. But it's a singular word. You find it many places in the Torah. Rashi has another place in Shmuel. You have many places in the Torah we have such a concept. So, it's not so far-fetched. It says v'nafal. It means either or. Okay, now. We're going to get to chamar. On the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to say, according to Yehuda, the word Chamor is a Kasha. We don't know what that means. By the way, we're going to say everything we say right now is going to be undone. We're going to all learn it out from other places. The bottom line, when all the dust settles, Chamor is a Kasha according to him. It's going to be a Kasha because it's an extra word. You're right. Now, the top Tosos points out, there's a Machlokas in Baba Metzia between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. For example, it says in the Torah, I'm going to say it outside because Tosis is extremely mekatzer and doesn't flush out his question. There's a machlokas in the Torah. There's a machlokas. It says in the Torah, ki ish ish asher yikalel es aviv ve es imo. The man will curse his father and his mother. Right? The halacha is you get most imos. You get misa. Rabbi Yoshia says, if it wouldn't have said somewhere else, aviv ve imo kilel, if it wouldn't have said somewhere else that, I would have thought, you're not chayav until you curse both of them. You have to curse both of them. Right? Right? That's what I would have thought. Why? It says, curse your father and your mother. How do you know it's either or? I have another pasuk to tell me either or. Right? So it means either or. Rabbi Yonasan says, no. It says in the Torah, by Klayim, L'sachrosh b'shor u'b'chamor yachdov. You can't plow with a shor and a chamor yachdov. Together. Since the Torah goes out of its way to say together, whenever it says somewhere else, anywhere else in the Torah, two things, it's automatically not together. So, aviv v'imo, it's not together. Shor v'chamor, not together. Separate thing. Right? That's Rabbi Yonasan's part. Fine. Therefore, our Gemara is not going like Rabbi Yonasan. Why? Because Rabbi Yonasan says, you don't need the word to be mechalek. Anyway, it's always mechalik, unless it's, because it says Yachdov somewhere. If the Torah wanted it to be together, the Torah would tell you that. Otherwise, it's never together. So this Gemara, our Gemara that has an O, is not Rabbi Yonasan. It's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, I would have said together. By kill of aim, I would have said it together. I have a pasuk tell me it's separate. But I would have said together. So that goes according to him. The problem Tosfos points out is, that's like a baya, and Rabbi Yonasan is like Rava. So what, the Gemara here that goes like a baya? We never have that. Right? We never have such a thing. Now you can see it inside. Hi, sugya. This sugya is Rabbi Yoshia. It's Rabbi Yoshia. The matzrich o lechalek b'chol duchtin. We always need the word o. Otherwise, I would think it's either o or another kind of limud. Otherwise, I'd think it's together. Abel Rabbi Yonasan, but according to Rabbi Yonasan, ain't tzarich o lechalek. You don't need o. Why don't you need o? It's always lechalek. Unless Torah wanted it to be together, Torah would say yachdav. V'tema. Wait a minute. Im kain sugizu to lo kilchasa. This sug is not the halacha. Why? The prekashol muki abaya kirab yoshia, rava kirab yonasan, v'kaima le kirava le gabi abaya. We always pass it like rava. This is not yal kagam. Tos doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer the question. So they try to fetch out an answer. The Panami Iro says that we're going to say in a few minutes that we're going to really learn the makar that a person is chayiv on who you chayiv on who you putter on. It's not learned out of these words. It's learned out of another word that we're going to have in a minute. Kesef yashiv lebaylov. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes. Therefore, shorach hamor extra. So then maybe I would have thought you are chayiv. Even Rabbi Yonasan would agree you chayiv if it's together. It has to be together. And maybe Rabbi Yonasan in this case would agree. Oz l'chalek. Very, very difficult answers. But just wanted to raise the question. It's a good question. And very rarely do we bring a toss in from left field. Very rarely do we do that. But it was easy, so I thought we would do it. Okay. Now, ready? You're going to spend the day in the art of darshaning. Ema, maybe, v'nathal is a klal. The word v'nathal, and one of the animals, somebody fell. Somebody fell. That's a klal. Shar v'chamar is a prat. Klal uprat. You have a klal and a prat. Ein beklal elamashe beprat. If you ever have a klal and a prat, all we focus on is the prat. Shar v'chamar in midyachmin lo. No. Only a shar and a chamar. Nothing else. Only a shar and a chamar fall into a bar. If a camel falls in, no chiyuv. You're not, no chiyuv. Lo, don't say that. Amri, bal habor yishalem, chazar v'klal. When it says in the pasuk bar habor yishalem, bal habor yishalem, we're reintroducing the klal. So what is that? That's a klal. Klal, prat, klal. It's a klal, prat, klal. Iyatak don elak ein haprat. When you have a klal, prat, klal, all we focus on is the prat. Ma prat, and it's more expansive. Ma prat, mefurash, balechayim. So it's like a prat is alive. Shorat hachamar alive. Af kal balechayim. So to any live thing. E ma prat meforish davar shenivlasa mituma b'maga u'b'masa. But the prat is something that becomes tamei, right? An animal, a dead carcass of an animal, it becomes tamei b'maga u'b'masa if you touch it and if you carry it. Unlike a bird, the dead bird, you touch a dead bird, you're not tamei. There's no tuma on birds, not in touching them. Af kol davar shenivlasa mituma. B'mago masa, so too, only something that would be tame if it died or if you carried it. Aval ofos lo, but not birds. Right? Why the drasha focuses on that issue? I don't know. We don't know the art of darshaning. So we don't. Well, let's say only talks about things where tum is involved, not birds. What made them ask that question? I don't know. Why don't you say, well, let's only talk about things that walk on four legs. So there's also birds not. I don't know. I don't like what. Why pick on that aspect of animal? Well, don't talk about things that don't fly. Right? Why don't we say that? I don't know. That's what the Gemara focuses on. M. Cain, if it's true that you wanted to exclude birds, you want to say only things that could become tameh, then M. Cain, nichta v'chmana chad prata. Tarshish said one of them, shor or chamar. Why both? So the Gemara says, yeah, which one do you want to get rid of? Hai prata. Which one do you want to get, hai nichtav. Which one do you want to get rid of? Ikas of shor. Had the Torah only written shor, havamina, I would have thought karv l'gav mizbeach in. Something brought in the mizbeach? Yeah, a carbon. The halachas of bar only apply to karbanos. You hear this? Why should that be? What does bar have to do with karbanos? Nothing. The halachas of bar only apply to karbanos. Havamina, karv l'gav mizbeach in. You bring it on the mizbech, good. Ein karv l'gav mizbech, lo. You don't bring it on the mizbech, no good. V'ikatzav echmana chamar. If the Torah would have said the word chamar, half a minute, I would have thought, kodesh b'bchora, in. Any animal that can become kodesh when it's a b'chor, yeah. Meaning, all kosher animals and donkeys. What about a camel? No. What about a horse? No. What about a bear? No. She ain't kodesh b'chor alone. If it can't become kodesh on a b'chor, then no way. Therefore, you can't tell me that shor and a chamor. You can't tell me that shor and a chamor are excluding birds, because if that were the case, it should have said only one of them, and we don't know which one it would say. Okay. Ella, Amar, you're right. The Gemara says you're right. You're right. That's not a good. That's a good kasha without a good answer. In other words, maybe we meant to say only things that are tame and not birds. So the Gemara says, if that's true, the Torah would only have said one. Which one? We have no idea. Which one should the Torah have said? Either one would be problematic. Therefore, that can't be an answer. You're right. The Gemara says you're right. Elo amar kra v'hameis yiyelo. What does the pasuk say? There's a mace. Kol but yiyelo. Kol davar. Misa, anything that has misa. In other words, anything that's alive. Any live, living thing that's going to die, that will have misa, yichaya for. Animals, birds, rodents, doesn't make a difference what it is. If that's true, bein l'rabbanon, dekamamai l'hu kelim, then according to the Rabbanon that say you're not chayiv on kelim, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda dekamarabi l'hu b'kelim, and according to the Rabbanon that says you are chayiv in kelim, kelim b'nei misa ninu? Kelim b'nei misa? Kelim b'nei misa? Right? Tell me simcha, kelim b'nei misa? Right? You're not b'nei misa. So what's going on? The Gemara says they are. Amri, they are. Shvirasan, they're breaking. Zuhi misa san, that is their misa. Right? Keli falls in and it breaks. It's over. What do you do with the Keli? Throw it in the garbage. Now wait a minute. Ularav, according to Rav, Dharma who says, Bar shechayv olav ha-Torah l'chalv olav l'chavoto, the only time you're going to be chayv for bar is because of the air. Right? Because you damage because of the air. Bein l'rabban and bein l'rabihud, what, Keli b'nei havalan inu? How does that work by a Keli? The keli fell into the bar. It broke because of the air. That's what Rav says. Rav says only chayav because of the air. How does that work by a keli? So the Gemara says, Amri, yes, it does happen. Bechadati with a new keli, the mifkeg behavla. Somehow the air makes it get damaged by a new keli, right? Somehow. Now says the Gemara, those words v'hameis yielo do not teach me that you chayiv on all animals. That can't be pshat. Why? Because those words teach me something else. Chayiv amesi yelo, mibayel elikid de Rava. They hold for Rava. That's Rava's vart. Why? Dama Rava. Rava says, shor psuli hamikdashin, a shor that you donated to be a carbon, and it got a psul, so it's no longer a carbon. But, since it was once a carbon, it was once special, has different halachas than every other animal in the world. You can't mistreat it. Now, and such an animal, shenafal labor, that falls into a bor, putter. You putter on such an animal. Shenemar, because it says, v'hameis yelo. Right? B'mi, shahameis shelo. Only talking about, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if the mace belongs to you in all respects. Yatzazu, excluded from here, she'ein hameis shelo. It's not your mace. Why? You're not allowed to mistreat it. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not, a lot of things you're not allowed to do with this, I think you're allowed to eat it. As meat, but you can't sell it in the marketplace in a bizarre take away. A lot of rules it has. It's not really yours. You're not chayav on a bar. That's what those words come to teach me. So how do I know? Back to the question. How do I know you're chayav on animals? We don't know that yet. Right? Ela amakra, says the Torah, kesef yashiv labaylov. The kesef goes to the owner. Larabos, to come to include, kol de'is lei bailim. Anything that has an owner. Okay? Anything that has an owner. Anything that has an owner. So that includes everything. That includes all animals. All animals can have an owner. Right, anything. Right. Right. Anything that has an owner. Now.
What would happen if these... Who would you return money to if there's no buy level? What was the...
Right, so we're just making a drasha that says called the Isli Bailam. Right, you're right. Of course it has to be an owner. If the Hefker thing falls in, you're not chayav. But don't exclude birds. That's what we're saying. Don't exclude birds. Till now we didn't have a reason why birds should be chayav. Don't include them. Right? Okay, so since today's parashat Mishpatim, I thought we could mention the Mizrahi's question, who was a bomb question. It says in the Torah, this is the pasuk we've been talking about the whole day. Actually, not this pasuk. We're talking about the next pasuk. But the pasuk says, "Ki yiftach ishbar, o ki yichwa ishbar." If a man digs a pit, or if a man opens up a pit, v'lo yichasev, doesn't cover it. V'nafal l'sham a shor or chamar. And what falls in? A shor or a chamar. We know that means any animal. How do we know it means any animal? Kesev yashiv l'baylov, which is the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Ba'alavar yishal in kesev, yashiv l'baylov." The hameis yellow, right? So what does the Torah say? What does the Gemara say? How do you know that? How do you know what? Ella, we said Ella. Ella amar kra. Ella but what? Right? But what? The pasuk says kesef yashiv labaylov. Why is it labaylov? To include kol the isle baylim, behemas, chayef, ofos, all those things that have baylim. Right? That's how you know you chayef all animals on a bar. If it would have just said shor o chamor, I would have thought only things that are tame. Birds are not tame. Okay? How do you know? Kesef yashiv labaylov. Says Rashi, in Parshas Mishpatim, says Rashi, shor o chamor, hu adin l'chol behema v'chaya. So too, all behemas and chayas. How do you know? Shekal makom shenemar shor o chamor, whenever it says shor o chamor, Anu lemedim also shor shor mi Shabbos. We have a gzeir shava shor shor from Shabbos. It says by Shabbos shenemar. It says by Shabbos leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha. It says who should rest your aunt, your shor and your chamor. Ma lahalim kol behem chayav b'shor. Just like by Shabbos, every behem chayav shor. It's not just a shor and a chamor. What your camel's allowed to work on Shabbos? No. Sharim nemar b'mokom acher. Could have said somewhere else. V'chol behem techa all your animals. All this is on the base. Everything Rashi is saying here is Amud Beis. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. So too, Afkan, kol behemah chaya b'shar. So too, all behemahs chayas and shars. V'lo ne'amar shar v'chamar. Why does it say, then why does it say shar v'chamar? Then why does it say, taka, shar v'chamar? Elo shar v'lo adam, chamar v'lo kelim. Right? Says the Mizrahi, what is Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? That's not the Makar. Not the Makar at all. We're going to have an Amud Beis, this thing with Shabbos, and the Gemara, the Amud Beis is very interesting. All these things, why does the Torah always say Shar? Everything is Shar. Shar has to rest on Shabbos, a Shar falls into a pit. What about a donkey? Not a donkey. What about a dog? What about a camel? What about a hippopotamus? Those are never mentioned. How come only Shar v'chamar? The Gemara, that's Amud Beis. And Shabbos comes in, it's a Gzeira Shaviz, the whole Amud Beis. What's Rashi talking about? It's not the Makar for birds. The makar for birds is in the very next pasuk, v'kesef yashiv l'baylov. Right. So the Pnei Yeshua answers. I'm not sure I understand his answer. He says as follows: Shemi Shabbos l'meidim. From Shabbos we learn out. Shekol makom shekasev shor. Whatever it says shor. Mashmu'uso kol balechayim. Shar means every live animal. Why does it say shar? The Mishnah is going to say it because it's the most common. That was the most common, right? That's why shar. Right? We give examples. Reuben and Shimon, right? Shar is common. That's the only reason why shar is mentioned. So shar really is a code word for any animal. Shar? Any animal. V'rak, but kivon shalagabe bar ksiv klalu prat. Bar we have a klal and a prat. Tzarech et haribui l'rabos shar dvarim. Gezunt. I need a ribui to include other things. Aval acher sha'oni yodim sha'torah gilsa shakan lo dorshim klalu prat. But now that we say we don't darshan the klal and prat, l'meid demi shabbos shar hu lav dafka. That's why Rashi comes to say the shar is lav dafka. I don't know. That doesn't answer the question. It doesn't answer the Mizrahi's question. It's a bomb question. If anybody has an answer, maybe the Shari Aaron will discuss it. We can look it up later. The Shari Aaron is always... Okay. Next. Ihachi, if everything we said is all true, then afilu kelim v'adam nami. Then why are you putter on kelim v'adam? So the Gemara says, Amakra, no! Shar v'lo adam, chamar v'lo kelim. That didn't go away. That Rashi mentioned also in Mishpatim. That didn't go away. We still have that din. Now, here's your question, Simcha. Ul Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamarabi Luhu Kalim. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you are Chayiv in Kalim, Beishlam Ashar, Memayit Be Adam. So good. Shar excludes man. Ella Chamor, Memayit Be. What is Chamor Memayit? Ella, some take out the word Ella, because what do you mean Ella, Amarava? What's Ella, Amarava? Amarava. Rava said, that's a good taina. Right, you're right. Amarava, Chamor, the Bar. The Chamor of the Pasuk of Bar, Rabbi Yehuda. And also, the Seda Aveda Livri Akol. The Pasuk there by Aveda, it's a very long Pasuk. It says, by Aveda, it says, if you find an Aveda, then the Pasuk goes on to lift. Ashar, Aseh, Salma. Right? So each word was a different limud, but the word Seh, they had no limud. So according to everybody, that's a Kasha. That was a Kasha. Why? What Rabbi does with Chamar, we don't know. And what everybody does with the word Seh, by Aveda, which is above Metziah, we don't know. Those are two Akashas. So, again, they take out the word Ella, because what do you mean Ella? We're not retracting anything. We're sticking to our guns. But, according to Yehuda, by the way, we have a kasha. Okay, it's a kasha. We don't pass like a Yehuda. We don't pass them like that. You're not chayv on Caleb in a bar. That's a lone shita. So, I have a kasha. It doesn't bother me so much. What about the seh? We'll deal with it above Mitzia. Okay, next. Nafal tocha shor cherishot v'katon. If a shor of a cherishot of a katan falls in, we translate that to mean the shor is a cherishot of a katan. Right? It's a baby shor, it's a shota shor, or a cherish shor. That's what we translated it to be. The Gemara is going to make that conclusion, but the Gemara is going to suggest maybe it means the shor of. Here we go. My shor cherishot of a katan, what does that mean? Ilema, shor shel cherish, shor shel kshota, shor shel katan. If it means that, hashor shor bekeach pater. What, but if it's a shor of a small person, you putter? What kind of rule is that? So that depends who are you? What's your IQ? If your IQ is this, then we're going to make the shor a putter. And if that, what kind of rule is that? That's not a rule. Ella, you're right, that's not the rule. Amar b'yochana, no. Shor shahu, cheresh shahu, shota shahu, shor shahu, shahu, katan. No, the shor itself is all that. So the Gemara says, what? It's a baby shor. I don't know. Maybe when it's a year, I don't know. Maybe when it's I don't know. But whatever it is, a baby shor. What the cutoff is, I don't know. But high shor should be kach putter. So again, so why is a shor that smart putter? For what reason is that? So we're going to say he is putter. A shor is putter. Amar Yirmiyah, lomi baya kamar. No. You read the whole Mishnah wrong. You read the whole thing wrong. Lomi baya. Of course, shor should be kach dechayev. Of course, such a shor is chayev. Why should it be putter? Aval shor chere shota v'katan. Ema, I would have said. Chavishasa garmalo. The fact that it was chayrish, that's what caused it to get hurt. Katnusa garmalo. In other words, what do you want from the owner of the bar? What do you want from the owner of the bar? Listen, most oxen would not have fallen in. I shouldn't be chayv for a baby shar. Kamash malon, you are. Now, Amalei Rebachel Ravina, I v'otanya, we have a brayta that says, nafal atocha bardas. If a bardas falls in, potter. You potter. The owner of the shar is potter if a bardas falls in. Now, my love, doesn't that mean shar bardas? Doesn't it mean a smart shor? What else does it mean? It means a smart person? Even a dumb person, you putter. Amalei, lo, oh, that means an Adam. El Miata, wait a minute. Adam bendatu the putter, halav bendatu the chayiv. You never chayiv on man. Shor v'lo Adam. Doesn't make a difference who the guy is. You putter on Adam. It could be Albert Einstein. It could be the bum in the street. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. Therefore, shor v'lo Adam tziv. Elamai ben das, what does ben das mean? It means min ben das. It means a human being. Any human being falls in, you potter. Now the Gemara says, Amalei, fine, good. For time, another price it says, Nafal letocho shor ben das, potter. No, now it says, a shor ben das is potter. What does that mean? El amarava, you're right. A shor ben das is potter. A shar that's smart is takapater. Shar shahu shar vahu cheresh, shar vahu shota, shar vahu katan, dafka. Only those oxen you're chayiv. Aval shar vahu pikeach. If it's a shar and it's a pikeach, pater, you are pater. My time, why? The boy lay iune umezel. The shar knows where it's going. Shar knows where it's going. Yeah? How do you determine? I don't know. You give it a test? I don't know. So let me tell you the three. So Tosva says that since the shar knows where it's going, if the shar does fall in, it jumped in. If it jumped in, it was mazik itself, and therefore you putter. That's Tosva's. The Ramban says impossible. The Ramban says that. The Ramban just says that the Tosfos is 1,000% wrong. Doesn't really give a reason. The Rambam says, we're going to get to Rambam in a minute, that the reason why you're potter is because it's an ones. Okay, we'll get to the Rambam in 1 minute. I just want to forget to get to the mission, then we'll get to the Rambam. Tanya Nami Hachi, Nafal Tocha Shor, Cherishot of Katan, Vesuma, all these cases of Mahalach Valaila, all these cases Chayev Yechayev. Pikeach, Umahalach Bayom, Potter, you are Potter. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Nezike Mamon Halach Perik Yud Beit Halacha Tes Zayin. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Osagala. Yeah. Ain't a chayv on misas behema babor. You're not chayv on misa. Ella im haisa behema ketan o chareshes o shota o suma o shnafa blayla. Aval im haisa pikechas v'nafala b'yom umesa. Says the Rambam, Mesa died. Then Potter. You're Potter. Why? Shezek kimo ones. It's an ones. B'bnei shederach ha-behema liros v'lasur min ha-mechshelos. No animal trips over things. The animal's walking. It sees a rock or a bump. It goes around it. Animal fell in. It's a mistake. It's an ones. You're Potter. But the Rambam only says Misa. If it dies, you're Potter. What about if it gets hurt? Says the Rambam, it's mistami b'chayiv. The Ravid says, "What's the Rambam talking about?" Amar Avram, ubehema pikes biyom lama ma be nezek lemisa linyanze. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why does the Rambam say that? Why does the Rambam say that? So the Meiri says, just like a person, if a person falls in and gets hurt, the balabar's chayiv. If a person falls in and dies, the balabar's potter. Same exact halacha. You hear this? Hear what the Meiri says? Same exact thing. That's what the Rambam means. Says the Magid Mishnah, according to the Rambam, ain't darkened, right, we have a rule, ain't darkened shall b'nei adam lehizbon in bedrachim. People don't watch where they're going. Why? Because they're busy, they're thinking about tuition payments, they're thinking about the job, they're thinking about the kids, so they don't watch where they're going. We assume animals do. There's nothing to worry about, right? David HaMelech wondered why we're not created like a horse. They have so much better life, a horse, right? To Pasuk and Tehillim, right? A minute. Says the Magid Mishnah, the reason why you're only chayiv from Misa, the only potter from Misa, you only chayiv, right, by Nezik, you'd be chayiv, if a smart, sharp fellow, you'd be chayiv, says the Magid Mishnah, because the ox only knows how to guard itself from huge michshels, from big, big things, but from small things it has no way of knowing a distinction, and therefore you chayiv for that. That's what the Magid Mishnah says, explaining the Rambam. And the last one, the Migdal Oz, says that the reason why you're chayiv if you damage a smart ox in a bar is because only when it fell in at night. Couldn't watch where it's going, but it fell in during the day. In a chayiv, the Rambam would agree you are putter. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins like the Ravid. It says it makes no difference, right? Just like you'd expect. Okay. Right. Right. Right.
Changes the whole
thing. Right.
Right. The college dropout, and then the...
Right. Okay, next. Very fascinating Mishnah now. Echad shar, v'echad kol behema. It doesn't have to be a shar. It can be any animal. Linafilas bar, to falling into a bar, lahafrashas har Sinai, to be separated from har Sinai. What does that mean, to be separated from har Sinai? There was a halacha that before the Torah was given, no one was allowed to go near har Sinai. And the Torah there says, no shar can go near har Sinai. Does it mean a shar? That means any animal. Right? All the Rishonim ask, why is this in the Mishnah? This is something that's never going to apply again in history. It's never going to apply again. It's never going to happen again. It's never going to be another Matan Torah. I need to know that not only was a shark couldn't go to Upper Har Sinai, but even birds couldn't go. I need to know. What do I need to know that for? What? So? It worked that well for us. But what's it doing in the Mishnah? So there are three answers. The Rebbeinu Tam says, listen, you still have to learn how to learn Psukim. Right? Still have to learn Psukim. The Ran says, Drush v'kabel schar. You get schar. So Moshe Feinstein, it's a beautiful vart. Moshe Feinstein says, you know, we always say, the Gemara says, you should always daven with a psak halacha. Right? Ending off with a psak halacha. You should not supposed to daven after learning daf yomi and your head's spinning. That's not what you're supposed to do, because it's hard to daven. You daven, learn psak halacha. Right? Then you daven. And your mind's clear. What kind of psak halacha should you learn? So the Gemara suggests, the halacha is about that Reb Zeira said that women were machmer on themselves, the tipas tam kechardol is going to be tamei shiva yamim. So I've all said that's what you pick. So Reb Moshe says, no, it makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because every this we I heard this from Reb David Miller. We're talmidim of the Beis Halevi, right? All of us are. There's two types of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah lishma, and Talmud Torah to learn to know what to do. How do I put on tefillin? How do I daven in the morning? How do I keep Shabbos? And then there's Torah lishma. The problem is, there's very little Torah lishma out there, because everything really is halacha. What's Torah lishma? I need to know what the halachas of a bar. I don't need to know it, but someone needs to know it. Some people these dayan and they know it. So there's always a chashash that I'm not really learning Torah lishma. I'm learning for the other reason. That's the lesser special reason. The less special reason of learning Torah is to know what to do. That same applies to women, but it's a less special reason. The more special reason is I'm learning lishma. There's very little lishma out there. Even the Chavetz Chaim learned Kodshim. Why? Because he held he was a Kohen. Mashiach is coming. I have to know the Beit Hamikdash revealed. I have to know what to do. There's very little lishma out there. Says Rav Moshe, those things about Hilchas Nida with the Yud Aleph Yom and the Zava, that's not coming back. That's a machloket. But he takes that side. That's not coming back. That's mamash lishma. There could be no other way to explain it. This is mamash lishma. Right? Mamash lishma. It's never coming again. Why am I learning it? Because I'm getting schar. Last word, the Tzvaris Yisrael says, you know why this is here? Because let's say somebody makes a neder. I'm not having hana from any animal that was not allowed to go up on Har Sinai. So then I need to know what animals were not allowed to go up on Har Sinai. That's the Tzvaris Yisrael's answer. Okay? Next. Uta shalume kefel, and for kefel, right, the Torah there says, ashar, l'shavas aveda, l'prika, unloading ashar, l'chasima, muzzling ashar, all these things only mention ashar. L'klayim, l'shabbos, all these things. V'chein, chayev, of kiyotze behen. All includes, all chayes, all ofus, all included. Im kein, l'omenem ashar v'chamor. Why does it say shar v'chamor? El shadibra kasev behove. The Torah tells you what is the most common. Okay? But he was just meaning to say that when it says a shark, it doesn't exclude a bear. A bear is also included. Does it have to be a smart bear? Maybe. Maybe a smart bear. By bar you have that din. Right. Now, I just want to point out that the Chizkuni says something wild, which many times he often does, and I'm at a loss to explain it. In the pasuk of Kiyifta Chishbar, he says at the bottom, Dover Acher, Shar O Chamor, Hu Adin L'Shar Behemos. All Behemos. Babakama Nun Dalet Amid Bees. That's our daf, right? Ella, She'elu Darkon Lelech Below Manhig. These are darker to go, these animals go without a manhig, without an owner. A manhig means a driver. Right? They go without a leader, without anyone. So therefore, they're always around by themselves. They're more prone to get hurt. Like, what possessed the Chizkuni to say something different than the Mishnah? What possessed him to say that? The Chizkuni never gives you a source. So you don't know where did he get that from? That's a Rishon. Right? What's the difference between, why is Shara Chamar singled out always? Because they're always in trouble because they don't have a leader. They always have climb issues and bar issues and Shabbos. No one's ever watching them. They're free to roam. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, because that's common. What's commonplace? Commonplace in those days was a shor. I don't know. Even if it is true, even if I could argue it's not true. Nobody lets the ox just roam around free, walk at the pit.
The reason they're ducky is to carry stuff.
Right.
Where's the carrying from?
Let's assume it's true. What possessed him to say that? I don't know. I'm at a loss. I'd love to hear an answer for that one. Okay, next. Says the Gemara. When a filas bar, how do you know if you fall into a pit, it is a bar, that you're chayiv any animals? We said already. Hakesef. Kesef Yashiv Labailov Ksiv. Called to Islay. Bailam Kidama, we said that already. Lafarshat Har Sinai. How do you know any animal couldn't go up on Har Sinai? Im Behema, Im Ish, Lo Yichya. Right? Im Behema, Im Ish, the Chaya Baklal Behema. Chaya is also included in Behema. Im, the word Im, is Rabat Hesa Ophos. That includes birds. But the Shlumia Kefel. How do you know about Kefel? It includes any, you steal any animal, you have to pay Kefel. Kidama, like we say, Al Koldvar Pesha, Klal, Koldvar Pepshia. That's going to come up in the seventh parak. It's basically, it's a klal prakal, it's all limudim. We include all animals. Shavas Aveda. What about a Shavas Aveda? Again, l'chal aveda zechicha. Right? All animals. All things you find. Laprika. How do you know about unloading? Yalef chamor chamor mishavas. It's exerish shava. L'chasima. What about chasima? Yalef, again, shor shor mishavas. L'klayim. What about klayim? E klayim de harisha. If we're talking about klayim, they're not allowed to plow together. Yalef shor shor mishavas. E klayim de harva. You're not allowed to mate two animals together. That's Yalof Mibehantacha, Behantacha, Mishavas. Zer Shavas. Now, Begabi Shavas, Minol, how do you know about Shavas? How do you know Shavas? The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Mishmol, Bedibros, Mishonos, Nemar, in the first Asaras Dibros it says, Abdecha, Vamascha, Ubehantacha, right? Abdecha, Vamascha, Ubehantacha. Ubedibros, Achronos, Nemar, Vishacha, Vechamarcha, Vechol, Behemtecha. So why is it single out Shavachamar? Fahalo, Shavachamar, Bechlal, Kol, Behemahoyu. Aren't they all behemoths? Why are you singling out Sharv Chavechamarcha and Parshas Veschanan for Lama Yatzi? Why were they singled out? Lamalach to tell you, Ma Sharv Chamarcha Omer Kan Chayev Ov Kiyotz Behen, Af Kol Chayev Ov Kiyotz Behen. Okay, so it's a limud. Now, Ema, let's say the following. Listen to this: Behema B'Dibros Harishonos Klal. The behema of the first of the Dibros is a klal. Sharv Chavechamarcha B'Dibros Achronos Prat. The Sharcha v'chamarcha of the second Aseres Dibros in Veschanan, right? Huge, 20 parshas away, more, 30 parshas away, is a klal, is a prat. So what do we have? Klal prat. In v'klal el b'mashav prat. Shor v'chamar in, midechwini lo. Only shor v'chamar. It's a klal prat. Says the Gemara, no, Amri, v'chal b'hemtecha, b'dibros achronos, chazer v'klal. No, it says Sharcha v'chamarcha u'v'hemtecha. So we have v'hemtecha in parshas Yisro, Sharcha v'chamarcha u'v'hemtecha in parshas Veschanan, klal prat, klal. Says Tosvos, how could you have a cloud prod cloud from 30 parshas away? How could you have that? Right? How could you have a cloud prod cloud like that? Cloud of parshas Yisro and the parshas of Veschanan? So Tosvos says, because both Dibras b'dibur echad nemru, Shomer v'zachar b'dibur echad nemru. It's as if it was said in one shot. You like that answer?
Yeah, it's very good because everything, most of the stuff in Shemos is repeating it anyway.
So that means it's repeated.
Repeat any, but it's not necessarily repeat the same thing. Sometimes they expand on it.
Look, the top tells us. Lo chashiv like klal ho. We never have a klal prachah from such far away psukim. Dachronos v'rishonos chada mil sehi. It's one thing. The zachar v'shar b'dibur echad namru. That's just the same thing. It's one thing. One thing. So Chassam Sofer just wonders, we're going to say tomorrow, it's in the bottom of tomorrow, we're going to say tomorrow, that how come it doesn't say Tov in the Dibros Rishonos? It says by Dibros Achronos, it says by Kibbutz of Aim, it's going to be Tov for you. It'll be good for you to keep it. It doesn't say that by Dibros Rishonos. So the Gemara is going to answer tomorrow because they were going to be broken. We don't want to break Tov. So Chassam Sofer says, what's really Tov is talking about? It's one thing. They're not one thing. They're two separate things. So he leaves it by a kasha. That's not such a strong kasha. All right. Anyway, you have klal prat klal. You have to done okay in our prat. Ma prat amaforish bali chayim. Just like the prat is bali chayim, af kol bali chayim. So to all animals. All animals have to rest on Shabbos. No animal can have klayim. All animals are din in prika, right? Ve'ema ma prat amaforish. Dover should have lost it to masa, b'maga v'masa. Af kol should have lost it to masa, b'maga v'masa. Maybe it only says only things that are tamei. Only animals that are tamei. Aba ofos lo, not birds. Amri. Imke, nechta rechmona chad prata. Torsha said one of them. Yeah? Hai nichtar rachmana. Which one should it have said? E nichtar rachmana shar. If it would have only said shar, I mean, I would have thought, karvel mizbeach in, jayda karvel mizbeach low. Something brought in mizbeach good, something not brought in mizbeach no good. E kaz rachmana chamar, vi kaz rachmana chamar, have mean, I would have thought, kaddish b'chara in, shay kaddish b'chara low. Only things that could be b'chars, not horses. Kaz rachmana shar. So that can't be an answer. Ella, kal b'chal b'hem techa ribuyuhu. Yeah, chal b'hem techa is a ribuy. It includes every animal. The Gemara says, "V'chal hecha dekazer rachmana kol ribuyu." Well, whenever it says the word kol, it's a ribuy. Not true. V'al gabi meitzer, the meitzer sheni. It says dechsiv kol. It says kol. V'kadosh sheni lebechal prat. We have a different limud. The Tanya says, "V'nasata kesef v'chal shadai v'nashecha." When you go to Eretz Yerushalayim, buy whatever you want. Whatever you want. That's a klal. No klal. Bakar, tzon, yayin, shechar, all those things. That's a prat. V'chal shatashacha nashecha chazer v'klal prat klal. Just like everything in the prat is something that grows from something else, animals, right? The gedulei karka, it also grows from the ground. How animals grow from the ground is not so clear. Af kol priu pri v'gedulei karka. So too, anything that goes from the ground and anything that comes from something else. What does it exclude? Water and salt. Water and salt don't grow from the ground, and they grow on the ground, not from the ground, and they don't reproduce. Fine. So Amri, so the answer is, no. Bichol is a klala. Bichol is a klala. Kol is a riboy. You're right, kol is a riboy. Ibai, same, or I can give a different answer. Kol nami klalahu. Kol is also a klal. Miu hai kol dahacha ribuyuhu. Here it's a riboy. Tahavale lemichtav ubehem techa. It should have said ubehem techa, because it's the difference of Rishonos. Because of vichol behem techa. Why does it say v'chal b'mtecha? Shema mina riboy. It's a riboy. Hasha d'amarta kol riboy hu. B'mtecha b'dibrit ha-rishonos. V'shar v'chamar b'dibrit ha-rachonos. Lamali. So then all these words are extra. So the Gemara says, they're not extra. Amri. Shar la'agmure shar shar l'chasima. To make a gzera shava for that. All animals can't be muzzled. V'chamar la'agmure chamar chamar l'prika. All animals, you have to help them unload. B'mtecha la'agmure b'mtecha b'mtecha l'klayim. For klayim purposes. Ihachi afilu adam lissar. That even an adam, the halacha should be that you're not allowed to go plow together with a cow, a man and a cow. It's klayim, a man and a cow. Al alama tanan. Why does it say adam mutarim kulan lacharosh bulim shoch? A man can't plow together with an animal. It's not a klayim problem. Amar of Papa Noya the Taima to Hamilsa. Some great man knew the answer. Umani Racha by Yaakov. Amar Kwa. The pasuk says laman yinuach avadcha va'amatzcha kamocha like you. Lahanacha hikshasav. You're only compared to an animal regarding resting on Shabbos. V'lola davar acher, not for something else. Okay, so I'll leave you with a question. It's one of the parasha questions this week. If the halacha of unloading, if you see an animal, any animal, what about if you see a person? If you see a person being weighed down, I asked you about car trouble, but if you see a person being weighed down, under this ha-mitzvah, you have to help them? All true. What about the mitzvah of prika? You see a camel, can't take it. You have a mitzvah to help the camel. What if you see a guy schlepping and he can't handle it? Right? Do you have to help him or not? Most say yes. For behemoth, yes, and a man not. Right? Kavachom, most say that. Then why is it mentioned by animals? Because you think you wouldn't have to help the animals. Right? Tzar balachayim. So it's a whole discussion. It's a whole discussion. Right? Is the mitzvah for the animal or for the owner? Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow.